If you're listening to this podcast, it's because you're interested in Iceland, or maybe you're planning a trip, and you probably have questions. Lots of questions. Circa's new concierge feature, which is now open in Iceland, will change how you travel. You can connect with us directly through the Circa app, and we'll put you in touch with your very own local concierge in the land of fire and ice to ask any questions you have. No matter when you're traveling, let us help make your trip one to remember. For a limited time only, the Circa Concierge is completely free. So download the Circa app from the iOS store and connect with us. You've got questions, we've got answers. Circa. Love the world you live in, and we'll help you explore it.
Welcome to Circa. In this Play Here episode, we will be listing a lot of incredible places to visit and amazing things to do with your family in the beautiful, otherworldly Iceland. We're going to be giving you a lot of information, but don't worry, there will be maps, notes, and info on the places mentioned in these guides in the Circa app. Whether you're in Iceland right now, heading there soon with your children in tow, or would just like to learn all about an adventurous place we truly love, you're in the right place. This is what we do. So just sit back, put your headphones on, and enjoy. Let's go play in Iceland. Circa. Love the world you live in, and we'll help you explore it. Growing up in Iceland means learning to lean into the wind and play during a snowstorm. It means bedtime stories about evil trolls who turn to stone when caught by the first rays of the morning sun. These rock giants appear on mountainsides all around Iceland. Being a kid in a country of just under 400,000 people is to live in a world where family is close by and every other person might be a cousin. Children sleep outside in prams all year round, whatever the weather, a testament to the safety that this small island nation enjoys. Winter means groups of kindergarten kids, dressed like a tribe of those cute little Ewoks from Star Wars. Some of my earliest memories are of being snugly dressed in warm winter overalls before heading out to play in the snow. And, as the years passed, we found ways to make the winter ever more adventurous, hurling down steep hills on our snow sleds and jumping off rooftops onto snow mounds, hanging onto the rear bumpers of cars, as if surfing through the snowy streets. I don't recommend this, by the way. And there were the unforgettable quiet moments when the wonders of winter would appear. I remember us kids wandering around in the dark evenings, just before or after we should have been home, and suddenly becoming aware of the sky being on fire with the green and purple of the northern lights. There's almost no better place in the world to explore with your kids than Iceland. And in this episode, we're going to help you find the open paths, the hidden waterfalls, the wondrous adventures in store for families on this wild island. What's on offer for kids in Iceland? If you want your kids to explore and try new things in an environment that can feel otherworldly, then Iceland is the place for you. Landing in Iceland sets the stage for what's in store, as both adults and children lay eyes on the volcanic landscape of barren black lava fields. The landscape in much of the country is so different to anything most people have experienced that it could just as well be the moon or Mars. But what is there to do in this otherworldly place? Whale watching, hiking, hot spring bathing and swimming pools, horseback riding, ice cream feasting, glacier hiking and snowmobiling are just a few of the options. Tourists in Iceland used to be called migratory birds, arriving in spring and leaving in the autumn. Postcards and photos only showed sunny summer days, as it was thought that any reference to bad weather would scare people from visiting. Finally, in the early 2000s, someone had the light bulb moment of embracing the winter storms and the Northern Lights for the rare and breathtaking experience they are. So, there is actually no answer to the question of when to come, aside from when your family can holiday and what type of holiday you want. Summers are busier and have the benefit of being reasonably mild, with an average temperature of 50 Fahrenheit. Visiting in winter means limited daylight, around 4 hours in December, at daytime temperatures that can quickly fluctuate from near 50 degrees to below 15. Coming to Iceland in winter should include thermal layers, waterproof layers, and the often overlooked microspikes for walking, as Iceland is known for icy ground. It's in the name. For more about this often harsh land, because there is so much more, listen to our Surviving Iceland episode in this guide, all about the wild weather here. Winter also means somewhat cheaper prices for hotels and rental cars, and it does affect the type of activity on offer. For example, there's far less hiking. But there's no need to fear a lack of options. Winter in Iceland is not the off-season. Rather, it's the right season for a completely different experience. With that in mind, even in winter, our advice is to always book any accommodation in Reykjavik or further afoot well in advance and make sure you request an extra fold-out bed or cots if needed. Bedtime. The Icelandair hotels are really family-friendly, and kids under 15 even get free breakfast. Airbnb is also an option for apartments in Reykjavik, or for summer houses in the countryside. Downtown is by far the most popular place to stay in Reykjavik, as it is the hub of restaurants and entertainment, museums and architectural highlights. Hotel Odinsvé is a good pick, as it's just off the main shopping street with small apartments, suited for families, for around $200 per night. Center hotels, with three downtown locations, offer extra beds for $30 to $60, and breakfast for every member of the family is included. To stay amongst the locals, look to the west part of town, Vesturbær and Laugadalur, which both have an important combination of swimming pools, bakeries and cafes in walking distance, and are no more than 20 to 25 minute walk to downtown. Another absolute gem is the guesthouse Fisherman's Village, sitting alone out on a little point by the ocean in the small suburb of Altanes. The old cottage-style buildings with ocean views, nearby beach walks and only 15 minutes drive from downtown Reykjavik makes this an idyllic mini-retreat while in the capital. For the high season, expect to pay $270 per night with an extra bed. Going to the pool right next door before breakfast is the perfect way to start the day. Also, this little suburb village is the place the president of Iceland calls home. With all the attractions both city and nature have to offer, and to move around easily with kids, most people prefer the freedom of having a rental car. Prices for most things in Iceland are high, so expect to pay between $170 to $230 per day during winter months and upwards of $400 per day in summer. Saga car rental is a good budget option, and places like Bílaleiga Akureyrar and Hertz offer a wide range of cars for every travel need. But first, we recommend starting with something truly local and eminently affordable. the must-dos in Reykjavik with kids. One of the first keys to having fun with kids in Iceland is the local swimming pool. We suggest getting the Reykjavik City card, which offers free entry to the city pools, along with various attractions and museums. The mostly outdoor geothermally heated pools are a cultural tradition dating back 1100 years, as bathing in hot springs has been around since the first settlers arrived. Like the Japanese onsen baths, they share the healing power of natural hot water. The modern pools in Iceland are humble compared to large water parks abroad, but you will commonly find water slides or toys and the remarkable option to swim outdoors in the winter. The biggest pool, with the largest play area, is Laugardalslaug in Reykjavik, a 20 to 25 minute walk from downtown, or a quick ride on bus number 14. Just ask the driver for the pool stop. You will see a grey and red hot dog stand, which you'll be grateful for when you come out of the pool with hungry kids. Another fantastic pool in the Reykjavik area is located in the suburb town of Garðabær, out on the before-mentioned little idyllic peninsula called Altanes. Your kids might be less interested in the fact that it was home to some of the earliest settlers in Iceland, but they will be over the moon when they discover the wave pool and the water slide. The three hot tubs, cold plunge and saunas offer parents some more chilled adult pool time activities. Remember that such experiences are available in nearly every little town and village around the country, and including it in your journey is a great way to experience local life for $8, free for kids under 6, bring your own towel, and be prepared to shower naked, a local hygiene requirement. Don't be shy. Whether you choose to travel around by bus or rental car, the latter making much more sense with kids, there is a third option. Horseback riding is how Icelanders got around for 1,000 years. And all around the country, you'll find horse rentals that take both adults and kids on easy and fun tours. The Icelandic horse is extremely gentle and steady while riding. Your child will be safe in the saddle, whether it's riding in between the red volcanic craters of Rauðhólar, just outside Reykjavik, or across the grassy lowlands in the east. Travel between distant regions would have been impossible without the animal known as the most necessary servant of the nation. Horseback riding is a great way to connect to the Icelandic horse and the nation's history. We will have links to our favorite tour operators in the notes. A much larger local animal, which your family will love, is to be found offshore. The excitement of whale watching is something that kids and grown-ups alike can share in. The ocean around Iceland is home to some of the largest whale species on the planet, and seeing a 55,000-pound humpback whale jump out of the water is an unforgettable experience, whatever your age. The key to enjoying the experience is to dress warmly, as the Icelandic ocean breeze can be biting cold, even in summer. A pair of binoculars will add to the excitement and make the actual sighting even more rewarding. An afternoon of sailing looking for humpback and killer whales is a guaranteed adventure. Bring crackers, as they minimize any queasiness from seasickness, an old fisherman's trick, or bring your own seasickness medicine. The main whale-watching tours are from Reykjavik Harbor, close to downtown, and Dalvik and Húsavík in the north of the country. Prices for adults are around $80 and $30 for 7 to 15-year-olds, while kids under the age of 7 get the adventure of a lifetime for free. Summertime is the best season, but as an alternative, or if you miss out on a sighting, head to the full-scale Whale Museum in Reykjavik. Check our links for info on tours in the notes. Last but not least on the must-dos is ice cream. An unexpected national obsession that runs 365 days a year, from the rare sunny days of summer to the blizzards of winter. Wherever and whenever you find yourself in Iceland, a visit to the local ice cream shop should be part of your visit. If in Reykjavik, we suggest heading to the newcomer Valdís. For more established classics, check out Ísbúð Vesturbær in its original location near the swimming pool in the west part of the city, and Brynja in the northern town of Akureyri. If you want to try the local favorite, ask for Bræðarifur, a taste fox. It's an explosion of ice cream and candy, so start with the smaller sizes or risk the ultimate sugar high. Key areas in Reykjavik. Reykjavik City is 105 square miles and the only city in Iceland. It is the only place with over 100,000 inhabitants, and it does have some elements of a big city, including rush hour and shopping malls. But there's also a small town feel, and for the downtown area, everything can be reached by foot. Buses are free for kids under 12 years old, and local taxis can be had with short notice. There's no Ubers in Iceland. A smart way to explore the city and save money is by getting the Reykjavik City card for free admission to pools, buses, and various museums. We will include a link in our notes. Downtown Reykjavik is a cluster of museums, galleries, restaurants, and shops. The harbor area, known as Grandi, a short walk from downtown, offers four museums and one of the most exhilarating fun rides in the city. The Saga Museum is a self-guided tour through Iceland's turbulent history, presented in a very engaging way for kids. Though perhaps a bit graphic at times for the smallest ones. Prepare yourself to get dressed up in armor and wield a Viking sword. The Maritime Museum next door has eye-grabbing visuals that speak to younger kids, like the life-size fish floating through the air, and a realistic view of the importance of fishing in Iceland. Until the 1960s, Icelandic kids were a big part of the workforce during the booming herring season, packing fish in wooden barrels for export. The highlight of the museum is a visit on board the old Coast Guard ship Odin, docked outside. Its history is that of rough ocean storms in the North Atlantic, sea ice, and patrolling the vast fishing territory of Iceland. To make it more exciting, there's the history of its role in the turbulent Cod Wars, in which no one died. For kids with a strong stomach, there's Flyover Iceland, a visual exploration of the country's nature, as if in a fast-flying helicopter. The seats move and gusts of wind and mist blow at you, so it feels like you're actually flying over glaciers and through narrow canyons. It's an adrenaline-inducing experience and does have a limit based on height, 40 inches to be exact. If your child does not enjoy roller coasters, forget this activity, which costs around $38 and $20 for those under the age of 13. The open-air museum Árbæjarsafn, a 10-minute drive east of downtown, is a walk through 1,000 years of Icelandic architecture. But most importantly, it's cleverly designed to entertain kids. Prepare for an afternoon of time travel, which has to include the local waffles and hot chocolate in the museum's charming cafe. One of the most interesting museums for kids that are a bit science-oriented is also the least known. In the suburb town of Kópavogur, 10 minutes drive from downtown, is the Natural History Museum of Kópavogur. This free entry museum on the ground floor of the library is small, but packed with taxidermied animals that are native to Iceland, along with some live fish. But if there's one place to choose for a full day of indoor discovery in the city, it's the aptly named Wonders of Iceland exhibition. It is located within the 6 giant metal water tanks, known as Perlan, the Pearl. The exhibitions include a natural history of Iceland, a giant bird cliff with some really cool audio, and an actual ice cave. The interactive glacier exhibition and the dome-shaped cinema, where the elusive northern lights dance above your head, is world-class. The Pearl also has a cafe, selling homemade ice cream, of course, and a restaurant located on top of a rotating glass dome with the best view of Reykjavik and its surroundings. Oh, and there's zip lining as well. Prepare for a busy day. It should be noted that Reykjavik has plenty of options that are free. There's the beach at Grotta Lighthouse, 5-minute drive from downtown, where on a sunny summer day, you can enjoy a rare beach holiday by the tiny yellow sand dunes. Crossing over the narrow channel on low tide to the small island where the lighthouse sits makes for an adventure. Just check the tide chart on the information plaque before heading over. Dry feet are not guaranteed, though Iceland's climate generally does not favor going to the beach. Reykjavik has its own little version of Costa del Sol called Nauthólsvík for the rare occasions. On a sunny, warm day in Reykjavik, the beach fills with sunbathers and plenty of kids. We'll pop links for all of these in the notes. The parks. Reykjavik has public parks of all sizes and shapes. Some are small and hidden, like Alþingisgarðurinn, Parliament Park, behind the Parliament. It's the oldest such park in Iceland and is a small botanical wonder. But for something more kid-friendly, Klambratún, with its large playgrounds, trees and a lovely art museum and cafe, tops all others. A blanket, some food and pastries, and perhaps a frisbee is all you need to enjoy a Reykjavik afternoon during summer. To realize the full potential of Reykjavik for a family holiday, you have to look further than just downtown, because the city is so much more. The Laugardalur district, east of downtown, is a treasure trove for kids. The local zoo, Fjölskyldu Húsdýragarðurinn, has all the native Icelandic animals, along with a new and exotic reptile section. It's a laid-back and seldom busy place, easily enjoyed in an hour or two. A modest amusement park is connected to the zoo, and the $6 to $8 entrance fee, free for kids under 5, is a bargain for the afternoon. The botanical garden next door is a charming little slice of heaven on sunny summer days, perfect for a picnic or lunch at the greenhouse restaurant Café Flora. The park is small, and the different trees, plants, and perennial flowers help to create a dense and diverse selection of subarctic fauna. Outside the park are big grassy fields for a good old run around. The city enjoys a surprising amount of nature. A stroll by the ocean with a view of the mountain range Esja is commonly enjoyed by locals, but the 205 hectares of Elliðaárdalur, 10-minute drive east of downtown, offers a forest respite, a rarity in Iceland. The sound of traffic giving way to flowing rivers, waterfalls and birdsong in summer. There are tarmac paths, as well as some less developed forest trails, which are great for exploring with kids in search of the perfect picnic area. The highlight is the old hydroelectric station, where it's possible to spot salmon swimming in the river during summer. One of my favorite places for an escape to nature, inside the city, is Viðey. It's only a 5-minute drive from downtown, and a 5-minute ferry ride, which kids love. Ferry prices are $13 return for adults, $7 for 7 to 17-year-olds, and free for kids under 7. It's a great place to spend 3 to 4 hours roaming across the soft, undulating hills. The island used to be the site of the richest monastery in Iceland. The narrow natural trails created by centuries of walking through the grassy fields take you between one end of the island to the other in about 15 minutes. There are little beaches and cliffs to explore, and the small hills feel like mountaintops from which to gaze at the city across the narrow channel. You can either go for the local cafe inside one of the oldest buildings in the city for pastries and drinks, or bring your own lunch to picnic outside. There's a little building to the west of the cafe, which has picnic tables and a small indoor kitchen, free of charge. We will have a link in our notes.
Hi everyone. Circa is recruiting new concierges. A Circa concierge is a friend to ask anywhere in the world. Real people, on the ground, never bots. If you want to be a concierge for your city, go to circatravel.com to sign up.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Eating with kids. Locals tend not to go dining with their children in downtown restaurants, but that's not because they aren't welcome. Going out to eat at finer restaurants is just something people tend to reserve as a grown-up treat. But feel free to bring your children to any restaurant in Reykjavik. They might even enjoy the new Nordic cuisine with its fresh ingredients and sustainable ethos. But if you want to look for the places where locals take their kids, you'll have to look beyond downtown. The sound of kids is louder in places like Hamburgerfabrikan, located on the first floor of the city's only skyscraper, just east of the bus station and food court Hlemmur. Here they serve gourmet hamburgers, fries and Coke, the Icelandic introduction to dining out for kids. The diner-style restaurant has booths, which helps if kids aren't following the highest standard of restaurant etiquette. The oldest and most established place for a family dinner in Reykjavik is Grillhúsið, or Grill House. The original location is on the side of a busy traffic street, 10 minutes drive east of downtown. It's an unassuming place, but Grillhúsið has what a family sometimes desperately craves: a fun night out and a change of scenery. Their menu spans everything from steaks to the most basic margarita pizza. You'll find fish, pasta, wraps, and sandwiches, and of course, rice pudding, just like at grandma's and grandpa's. Wherever you find yourself in Iceland, you can always count on a hot dog place to save the day. Don't limit yourself to the most famous hot dog stand, Bæjarins Bestu, which can have long lines, as this national fast food is served widely. Even a small-town gas station is likely to have just what you need after a hard day of adventuring in any part of the country. Speaking of which, no matter how tempting it is to stay in the city, soaking in swimming pools and eating ice cream with your kids, the magical side of Iceland is waiting to be explored outside the city. Outside the city. Nature is why people come to Iceland, and for a good reason. From the perspective of a child, it's a place of wonder, where every other mountain is a volcano that might erupt at any moment. And who's to say they're wrong? There are hot rivers you can bathe in, like Reykjadalur, east of Reykjavik, and erupting geysers with boiling hot water, not for bathing. Iceland is a place where kids can see countless cute ponies, and if they're lucky, get to ride them. It's a place of elves and giant trolls, visible in scary rock formations. Icelandic nature is guaranteed to leave its mark on everyone, no matter what their age. So whether it's the geology, hydrology, mythology, glaciology, or any other ology of Iceland, that interests you and your kids, there's something for everyone. Before we embark on this exploration, there are just a few things to keep in mind when traveling in Iceland. The weather changes quickly, so always check the weather forecast and bring appropriate clothing. Secondly, there are things to be aware of when traveling with kids. Even major sightseeing locations often don't have fences or ropes to limit access to possible dangers. Make sure to keep your kids close as you approach a new area. It's a stunning country with a wildness that has to be respected. For most day trips from the city, I recommend having your own rental car. It comes at a price, especially for summer seasons, but offers much-needed freedom and flexibility. You don't need to go far outside Reykjavik to discover some of Iceland's unique landscapes, so let's start with some of the options close by. A 15-minute drive to the southeastern edge of Reykjavik offers the rarity of an Icelandic forest in a country with less than 1% of woodland. With its large evergreen trees dating to the beginning of the 20th century, to enjoy this forest exploration and a picnic, just drive east out of Reykjavik and turn right off the highway by the large red hills Rauðhólar. To make it a full afternoon, I suggest driving the road all the way to Lake Vífilsstaðavatn, a 25-minute drive, making stops to explore the hillside forest along the way. Walking on the soft forest floor trails between dense evergreens is a strange contrast to the barren landscape all around. Depending on your child's age and comfort level with hiking, there are options for nearby and moderate mountain hikes with big rewards at the top. Two mountains on either side of Reykjavik attract most hikers. Mount Esja, to the north, is a 25-minute drive from downtown Reykjavik. Taking bus 6 and 57 will take about an hour and cost $4 for adults, half-priced for 12 to 17-year-olds, and free for under 12. The trail is clearly marked, and hundreds of people hike it every day in summertime. Aim to reach the stone, just below the top, for a stunning view over the city and the volcanic mountains of Reykjanes Peninsula to the southwest. The last section has a bit more scrambling and should only be done with a local. A longer hike begins with a 50-minute drive north of Reykjavik to the bottom of the scenic Hvalfjörður Fjord. The popular trail to Iceland's tallest waterfall, Glimur, and its stunning canyon includes a river crossing on a large log, holding onto a metal wire, and a steep trail. We recommend not taking children under the age of 10 unless they are used to hiking. Aim for 3 to 4 hours, and always check the forecast. 20 minutes east of Reykjavik, a day trip combining education, adventure, and nature bathing begins at the unique geothermal power exhibition at Hellisheiðarvirkjun power plant. The entrance fee is $15, but free for children 12 years and younger. It tells the story of Iceland's geothermal energy and builds excitement for the adventure ahead. Another 20-minute drive east will get you to the town of Hveragerði, where you start an hour and a half hike to the magical hot rivers in Reykjadalur. This is a once-in-a-lifetime bathing experience that will redefine any kid's idea of a bath. The hike is steep for the first 20 minutes, but soon gives way to gentle hills and breathtaking scenery. The first steamy hot spring area is not for bathing and calls for caution. When you reach the river, make sure you test the water before going in. It gets much hotter upstream, so caution is advised. The trail is good and clearly visible, but as the weather can change quickly, you should always be prepared, which includes appropriate clothing, water, and snacks. And, as always in Iceland, check the forecast beforehand. Upon returning, you have the option of a late lunch at the local skyr factory. Further afield. Most commonly, people stay in Reykjavik and do day trips from there. The Golden Circle and South Coast are both full-day excursions, with a return in the late afternoon. This can be fine and suit your family well. But I would also consider staying overnight to slow your travel and have more time for exploration. Because of how many stops these day tours include, they can start to feel rushed. So, staying in the countryside can be a calming experience that helps your family connect with the landscape in a deeper way, without hopping on and off a tour bus every hour. Let's begin with the oldest day trip in Iceland. Since tourists began making their way here in the 19th century, the Golden Circle has been the ultimate destination. What now can be done in a day, or two, could take a week for those horseback riding tourists of old. Efstidalur Farm has cabins suitable for families, a restaurant, homemade ice cream, farm animals on view, and a horse rental. Your kids will most likely not want to leave. Staying in any of the area's farm accommodations or hotels means you can spend more time at the three iconic locations of the Golden Circle: the ancient parliament site of Alþingi, Geysir, and Gullfoss waterfall. They are all stunning in terms of natural beauty and have managed to impress every age group for centuries. To increase the appreciation of Alþingi helps your kids to imagine the grassy fields and giant fissures full of Vikings. Thousands of Vikings, farmers, chieftains, and traders, spent 2 weeks every summer to sort out all the year's problems. They argued, debated, played games and drank, but never once fought, as this was a sacred place of peace. The key to unlocking Iceland's potential for kids, in my view, is to encourage them to think about the landscape on a deeper level. I know this might not be of value to all ages or individuals, but when it is, it's priceless. Geysir, with its exploding column of water every 5 to 10 minutes, is a direct link to the volcanic magma underneath the country and the roaring power of the Gullfoss waterfall, Iceland's crown jewel, is a link to its glaciers and local electricity production. To walk down to the roaring waterfall through the fine mist and rainbows at your fingertips is probably more than enough for any child or adult. But to know that 80% of Iceland's energy comes from harnessing the meltwater from glaciers really creates an understanding between nature and humans. A local farm girl named Sigridur fought like Greta Thunberg 100 years ago when plans of making a hydroelectric dam above Gullfoss was on the drawing board. To help your kids ask questions of what is important and how to value or use nature is perhaps the biggest lesson Iceland has to offer. The second half of the Golden Circle, back to Reykjavik, depends on whether you stayed overnight or headed back to Reykjavik the same day. The options include sightseeing at Faxi waterfall and Kerið volcanic crater, or to go further east and visit the geothermal village of Flúðir for a swim at the oldest pool in Iceland, the Secret Lagoon. For dining in Flúðir, you have one of the most northern Ethiopian restaurants in the world, Menelik, and a local restaurant attached to a mushroom farm. Yes, the menu is mushroom-based. Planning how to do the common day tours becomes a question of pacing, not of right or wrong. Either way, you're bound to have a great time. Venturing further afield in Iceland means staying overnight, which creates a special connection to the area. A sense of calm and enjoyment can replace the stress and fatigue that comes from too much driving. But the question remains, how far is too far? As long as you have enough time, then most of Iceland is within your reach. A trip around the 900-mile ring road deserves a week, and exploring the Westfjords, 5-hour drive from Reykjavik, 3 to 4 days as you meander through fjords on your slow return. Places like Lake Mývatn in the north, where lush green lakefronts meet otherworldly volcanic wonders, and the tiny Vestman Islands off the south coast, with the largest puffin population in the world, stunning short hikes and kid-friendly attractions, are only a few of the reasons to set your sights further afield. Just as long as you give yourself enough time, counter in driving time, and come prepared for the unexpected weather, you're good to go. And remember to enjoy the simple things, like ice cream and local pools or natural hot springs, where available. My favorite is a tiny hot spring in a lava field just off road 54 as you head to Snæfellsnes Peninsula. We've got you covered with a link to both in our notes. But wherever you go, there are going to be plenty of options for your family to stay, including hotels, the traditional farmer's bed and breakfast, and the ultimate budget option. Although you can never trust the weather in Iceland, you can guarantee to find a campsite wherever you go. Most villages have a campsite, as well as many popular sightseeing spots, including Skógafoss Waterfall and Arnarstapi out on the Snæfellsnes Peninsula. Even Reykjavik has a campsite next to its biggest swimming pool, Laugardalslaug, 20-minute walk from downtown. We will have a link to 141 local campsite options in our notes, as well as camping gear rentals. Camping around the country is what locals do in the summer when chasing the best weather, as Icelandic summers are all about maximizing time spent outdoors and make up for the long, dark, cold winter. And with that, we end this exploration of Iceland as a family destination. The active nature of its geology, wind and weather are elements that are unique to a handful of places on Earth. The otherworldly landscapes that result from these forces, and the stories of trolls, outlaws, and elves, make for an exciting experience for any child. All you have to do is to encourage the curiosity and imagination the country sparks. So, if you come to Iceland, be a storyteller. You don't need a degree in Icelandic folklore, just an open mind and the following words. Volcano, eruption, sheep, storm, troll, whale, old farmer, invisible elves in rocks, Thor, god of thunder, magical cows, hardy horses, Viking warriors, earthquake, glaciers, mystical fog, ghosts in the dark winter night. Thanks for listening to our Iceland Play Here episode. Now that we've enticed you into this subarctic lunar-looking volcanic universe we call home, remember to check out the other Iceland episodes in this guide for deeper dives, including Iceland's war history, renewable energy, and surprising art history. Whether you're heading to Iceland right now, sometime in the near future, or would just like to learn all about a place we truly love, you'll get instant access to the full guide, plus new episodes on a regular basis, when you subscribe to Circa. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or download the Circa app, where you can also get pictures and maps and notes on this episode, and more. Maybe you'll want to sample our guides for Barcelona, New York, Hawaii, LA, and many, many more. Circa. Love the world you live in, and we'll help you explore it.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.